Josh Gautier testified Tuesday that he was pushed twice from behind by an opposing player when they were chasing the ball during a men's recreational league soccer game. "I was hit harder than I've ever been in soccer, even in any other sport, even football," he said when he took the witness stand during the second day of his trial. The 39-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to aggravated assault in connection with a July 8, 2019 incident that occurred at Strathclare Field. Gautier, who is accused of striking Adam Erickson in the face, described what occurred as a reflex action. "He fell forward after the second push, took two steps and, in a blink of an eye, in a couple of seconds it was done," he told his lawyer Don Orazietti. "I was in absolute shock. I couldn't believe or imagine what had just happened," he said, insisting he absolutely had no intention of hurting anyone that day. Gautier, who played for the BDO team, arrived late for their match against Jiggers. He said when he subbed into the game there was a lot of discontent among the Jiggers players, who were loud and very aggressive, upset and yelling at the referee. The incident with Erickson occurred about 10 minutes after Gautier got on the field as his opponent was trying to take the ball from him. During cross-examination, prosecutor Matthew Caputo asked about his football background, the sport Gautier said he loved and had played for years, including in a semi-pro league in southern Ontario. The assistant Crown attorney suggested that as a running back he must have been hit quite a bit on the football field. Gautier agreed, "The hits are harder and there are more of them in that game, but the players wear pads and 95% of the time you see the hits coming," he said. At the time of the incident, Gautier indicated he weighed 200 to 210 pounds and agreed he had about 60 pounds on Erickson. When asked if the Jiggers team was overly dirty, Gautier replied, "Absolutely, they would do anything to get an advantage. They would do anything to bend the rules, in my opinion." Gautier said after he was hit he turned quickly to look at his attacker and to protect himself and he collided with Erickson's face. "I do not believe I had a fist at the time. It happened so fast and he was close to me, I was in absolute shock. I thought I had poked him in the eye." He insisted that he had no intention to want to do that to another athlete. On Tuesday, Superior Court Justice Edward Garreau also heard from three BDO members, who testified that their team was never really competitive and played for fun and exercise. The defense witnesses described the Jiggers players as younger and really competitive. "A very tough, aggressive and physical team. The guys are out to win. They intimidate and go in hard," said Steve McLeod, who was on the bench that night because of an injury. It seemed Gautier, one of his team's top players, was targeted almost as soon as he took the field, he told the court. "They really wanted to win. They went after our best player and it didn't turn out well. When Erickson was chasing Gautier, who was shielding the ball, he was kicking the back of his opponent's legs and then gave Gautier a pretty good back shove, with both of his hands. Erickson was directly behind him, Gautier twisted around, took a swing and more or less punched him," McLeod said. "It happened really quickly." BDO's goalkeeper Mike Smith said he remembers Erickson making comments when he was battling Gautier for the ball. "It's more the tone I remember than the words," he said. "I thought he was trying to get Josh off his game. Erickson was kicking Gautier's legs and ankles trying to get the ball. Then he gave Gautier a two-handed push, hard enough that Josh bent over at the waist." Smith said Gautier then took a step, and turned to face Erickson who stopped and puffed his chest out. Gautier struck him once in the face. It was very quick, took 2 to 3 seconds. The court also heard from Frank Joya who was playing defense for BDO. "Gautier was one of the team's premier players," he said. "He was pegged. They, Jiggers, were going after him. Erickson came hard at Gautier, jolting him with a push, conduct Joya said he thought deserved a yellow card. It absolutely was a foul and should have been called. When Erickson shoved him a second time, Gautier turned around and socked him," Joya said. The defense witnesses were critical of the officiating that night. Before the incident, the play was getting contentious, aggressive and chippy, they told Garreau. The temperature was getting higher and higher, and nothing was done to keep the game under control, they said. Before Orazietti put his witnesses on the stand, the Crown had closed its case that morning after hearing evidence from Mike Bruno, who refereed the game. Bruno, who has been officiating for 42 years, described the game as very competitive, but not aggressive. Gauthier had control of the ball, and an opponent was behind him challenging for the ball. There was minor contact, but there was nothing for me to stop the game for any infraction, he told Caputo. All of a sudden Gauthier turned around and punched Eriksen with a closed fist, Bruno said, indicating he was 10 meters away from the two players. He said when he approached Eriksen he could see that he had been struck in the eye. During cross-examination by Orazietti, he denied that he had let the game get out of control. Bruno said he didn't hear any verbal exchanges or profanities between the two players or see any kicking. There was minimal pushing, with the players leaning into each other, he said. The trial resumes Thursday.